The UN's nuclear watchdog said Iran has 10 times the amount of enriched uranium, a nuclear fuel, permitted under the deal it signed with world powers in 2015. Iran would need to enrich the uranium further, a long process, to make a bomb. Donald Trump brokered a deal between Kosovo and Serbia that, among other things, would see both countries establish embassies in Jerusalem. That provoked a warning from the EU, which the Balkan states hope to join. It wants the status of Jerusalem to be worked out in peace talks. West Africa's regional bloc, ECOWAS, said it will impose more economic sanctions on Mali unless the leaders of a coup hand power to civilians by September 15th and pledge to hold elections within a year. The Tigray region of Ethiopia defied the central government by holding state elections, putting further strain on an already troubled federation. Voting across the rest of the country has been indefinitely postponed because of COVID-19. A politician sentenced to death for murdering a member of a rival party was brought from prison to be sworn in as an MP for Sri Lanka's ruling party. Amrullah Saleh, Afghanistan's vice president and an opponent of the Taliban, survived an assassination attempt that killed 10 bystanders. The Taliban, which is due to begin peace talks with the government, denied responsibility. Coronavirus briefs. A promising trial of a vaccine that AstraZeneca is developing with Oxford University was temporarily put on hold after one of the volunteers fell ill. Social gatherings of more than 6 people were banned in England after a surge in the disease, notably among gregarious young people. The number of new daily infections in the United States fell below 30,000 for the first time since June. In South Africa, new cases dropped under 1,000 a day. In July, they averaged 11,000. Emmanuel Macron urged people to be collectively much more responsible as the number of deaths in France crept up to levels last seen in June. Wearing a face mask in shops and public buildings became mandatory again in the Czech Republic. The stipulation had been lifted in July. For our latest coverage of the virus and its consequences, please visit economist.com/coronavirus or download the Economist app.